If you have your Bible tonight, turn with us to Acts, the book of Acts, chapter number 5. The Bible says in Acts chapter number 5 and verse 17, that then the high priest rose up and all that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came and they that were with him and called the council together and all the senate of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before the door. But when we had opened, we found no man within. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then went the captain of the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. And God, the God of our fathers, raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them. Now watch this, that obey Him. I want to preach a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help on this thought, the obedience of a yielded life. The obedience of a yielded life. So if we see what's taking place here in these apostles' lives. Now, the Lord had called them together with Him before He went out of here, and He assigned them a task to preach the gospel to the whole world. He said not only that, but He said to preach the gospel to every creature. Amen? Not only to humanity, to everybody. That every little thing might not know the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise His holy name. We said, what a blessing that is. So He gives them this task to perform while they're here on this earth. Of course, you see in the reading that we read and you're hearing this evening that the Sadducees didn't like it. Of course, the Sadducees didn't like a whole lot of things. They didn't believe in a resurrection. That's why they was so sad, you see. Amen? Because they didn't believe in a resurrection. And the newness of life. But they brought these fellas, they put them and they locked them in jail. Of course, they had told them not to preach anything in Jesus' name. They didn't want them to preach in kind of like the world we live in today. They don't want you to mention the name of Jesus. You can talk about a God all you want to, but don't mention the name of Jesus, because that brings it down to faith in a true and a living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see what takes place here. We see these fellows there, and I see the Bible teaches here that they put them in a common prison, and the angel of the Lord coming by night and opened the prison doors and brought them forth. Amen. But now it's a strange thing, and he says he opened the prison doors and brought them forth. Well, in a little while you'll see that they said that the doors was tightly closed. Amen. I want to say there's only one that can open the doors, praise God, that's closed. There's only one that closed that hardened heart. There's only one, praise God, that opened up the door into your life, praise God, so that Jesus can come in. So you can come out, praise God, of sin under the marvelous light of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So we see that obedience, praise God, of a yielded life, amen. So the angel of the Lord brought them out of the prison, and he said, go and stand, verse 20, and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. He's talking about that spiritual, that Godward life, that godly life. He's talking about the eternal life that God Almighty has to offer men. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I don't know about you, but I'll take eternal life anytime. Amen. There's a lot of drudgery in this old world, a lot of drudgery in the life that we have. But I'm glad there's an eternal life. Praise God. It's going to be far better. And he said, just go and tell them about that eternal life in Jesus Christ. praise God. Just go ahead and preach, praise the Lord. And that's what they did. They began to preach the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, in the power and anointing of the Holy God, the Holy God. Amen. Praise God. See that these folks here. You say, well, preacher, I don't understand why them guards didn't stop them when they brought them out. I'll tell you why the guards didn't stop them when they brought them out. Because lost people can't see the power and the presence of a Holy God. Amen. The reason these folks getting out, praise God, because they see the power and the presence of a Holy God and they come out. A lost and a dying world is confused and they can't see the power and the presence of God and they never come out. Amen? In order for them to come out, they have to realize, recognize the power and the presence of a Holy God. And His name's Jesus, praise God, by the way. Praise God. He makes that difference. So we see what takes place here, and they come out and they preach the gospel. And these fellas begin to come together the next morning, and they're going to have them a little trial, you might say. It's a mockery of a trial. Bring these accusations against them for them preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. And when they go to get them, they're not there. Amen. You say, where are they at? They're up there preaching the gospel, what the angel of the Lord told them to do. Amen. Praise God. They went right there where they're supposed to be, right there into the temple, right there where them other people, if as good God's people might order to be in, praise God, but they wasn't. So God Almighty opens the door and He puts these fellas right exactly, they're right exactly where the Lord sent them. Amen. I want to tell you, the happiest place you can be is right in the center where the Lord sends you. Where the word Lord puts you, praise God, working and serving, trying to do something to bring glory to His name. And He'll bless you in so many ways, praise God, you can't contain them. Amen. Praise the Lord. It just gets bigger and better farther on. So we see that we see these fellas and they're there and they're preaching the gospel and they're preaching with power and with authority. Amen. The precious gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. The power that they have. The Bible says in verse 29, then Peter and the other apostles answered, said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with His right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Praise the Lord. So you see, He brings it down. He said that we ought to be obedient unto the Lord. Amen. We ought to be doing those things, praise God, that God called us to do. He said we ought to obey God. Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes we'll listen to men a whole lot more than we'll listen to God. But we need to be a listening to God because He has the perfect plan for us. He has the direction that He needs us to go. And that's the direction we need to go today, praise God, because our society is in a mess. Amen. We are messed up. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that can fix it all if we'll let Him. Amen. But he says we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost. Amen. So this help was bought with obedience unto the Lord. Amen. The hope that they had, the confidence they had, the power that they had was in obedience unto God. Praise the Lord. It was in that obedience. And through that obedience, praise God, they were empowered by the Holy Ghost. Listen, God won't give us a task to do that. He won't empower us to do it. Amen. He gives us the power. He won't ask you to be a disciple unto Him if He won't give you the power to be a disciple. Amen. He said, we are His witness of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey Him. So He said, it's through that obedience, praise God, that obedience of a yielded spirit, praise God, it gives us power from above. It gives us the power of an Almighty God. Amen. Praise God. The obedience that works in our lives. Amen. Obedience always makes difference. It always did, even in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ when He was here. Praise the Lord. You remember in John chapter 21 when Jesus told them, go to Galilee and wait for Him there. And while they was waiting, Peter got angsty. And he said, I go a fishing. And he took about six others with Him. We have to be careful when we get anxious in this world and start to go and think about going in different directions, praise God. If we ain't careful, we'll take five or six with us. Amen. And when Jesus shows up on the shore to do business, praise God, we can't be found with a search warrant. Amen. But praise God, when God Almighty shows up, He makes the difference. See, they was fishing. They was fishing on the shores, fishing in Galilee, and Jesus come up to them, And he finds them in John 21. In verse number 3, it says, Peter said unto them, I go a-fishing. And they say unto him, we also go with thee. And they went forth and entered into the ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. So they fished all night and didn't catch a thing. That's kind of what happens when you go out on your own without the help of the Lord. Amen? In a different direction. And said, so when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but disciples knew not that it was Jesus. You know why? Because they wasn't looking for him. Amen? If you're looking for him, you'll see him early. But if you're not looking for him, you may see him when it's too late. And Jesus said to him, Brother Billy, he said this. So Jesus saith unto them, verse number 5, children, have you any meat? Brother Jeff, we know what that means. Have you caught anything? Amen. Have you got anything in the boat? Now, it don't count if you hook them if you can't get them in the boat. Amen. You can't eat them if they're not in the boat. Amen. And he said, have you any meat? And they answered him, no. They fished all night and they caught nothing. Amen. They tried of their own self to do all night, praise God, and hadn't accomplished a thing. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship and you shall find. Amen. So what he does here, he says, I'm just saying, obedient works today, because when Jesus said, cast the net on the right side of the boat and you shall find. And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. That's why it's important just to stay with the Lord, praise God. Amen. Even in fishing, he knows where the fish are. Amen. Jesus is the greatest, Brother Bill, greatest fish finder I've ever seen. Amen. They got a lot of these fish finders today. It's supposed to be good hickeys. But praise God, I'm glad Jesus Christ is the greatest fish finder that ever was. Amen. He could put you on them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not sardines either. They were great fishes. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisherman's coat unto him for his naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net of fishes. As soon then as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there and fish laid thereon and bread. Amen. And Jesus said unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. See, obedience will put you fishing on the right side of the boat. Amen. If we're disobedient to God, we're not obedient to God. Amen. We'll be fishing in strange waters. There's some places in this country you can fish. I mean, that Lake Douglas, we fished it for years and years, Brother Bill, every Friday and Saturday. I mean, just almost religiously. And there's places that I could probably take you now, and I guarantee you pull up there, and if the fish were biting at all, you could catch you one or two. Amen? Praise the Lord, because you know where to go. You know where to get. But I won't say we know where to go. We need to go to the Lord Jesus Christ, obedient unto Him, because He knows where the fish are. Do you realize tonight the Lord Jesus Christ knows exactly who needs to be saved each and every day? Amen. The Bible says in the book of Acts, it was added unto church daily such as should be saved. Amen? Do you realize today, church, that there's folks out here in this community that should be saved, getting saved every day? Amen? They should be folks getting saved every day. Somebody should be telling them about Jesus. Somebody should be lifting up the Lord Jesus. But when obedience works, praise God, it's when we begin to listen and we begin to cast a net on the right side that we can find. And we'll find lost sinners, praise God, in need of a Savior when we begin to be obedient to the Lord. Amen? But we got to be obedient unto Him, doing what He said. You remember the story of Saul of Tarsus? When Samuel told him, he said, Saul said, you go up there and you fight against the Amalekites. And he said, you just totally wipe them out. He said, don't save nothing, don't keep nothing. Amen, just go out there and totally annihilate the Amalekites. They're ungodly heathen people. I've tried to deal with them. I've tried to work with them. I've tried to minister to them and they won't have nothing to do with God. He said, it's time to just go wipe them out. And so Saul goes up there and he does battle with them. And when he's put in array, he fights them and he beats them down, but he doesn't annihilate them. He saves out part of the best of the cattle for sacrifice, and he listens to the people, and he does those things. He was disobedient to God. Amen. And God don't like disobedience. God likes those people that's obedient unto His Word, that'll do those things that He says. But old Saul thought he had this thing. He thought he had it sewed up. He thought he had done good. Amen. But Tim Samuel comes along and he says, "Man of God, boy, I've done her. I've done just exactly like you said, just exactly like God wanted." And Samuel said, "Oh, yeah?" He said, "What's the lowing of cattle out of here?" He said, "What's that noise that I hear?" He said, "Well, some of the people." I want to say he was supposed to listen to people. He was supposed to listen to God. Amen. If we ain't very careful, amen, obedience will yield to life. We'll get to listen to people and we'll forget to listen to God. We need to be a listening to the Lord, praise God, because He knows where we're at. Amen. And Samuel said in verse 22 of 1 Samuel, chapter 15, and Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of ram." Now that fat of ram, that's supposed to be, the Bible says, Leviticus, that's the best part. Amen? But he said to obey God, to hearken to His voice, to do what God says. He said that's more important. He said that's better. That's sweeter than the fat of rams. Praise God. To burn offerings and sacrifice and the fat of rams. He said, "For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, He hath also rejected thee from being king." He said, "You thought you was all that." He said, "But then, and God put you up here." But I said, "God's done with that." He said, "If you're going to be disobedient to God, God can't use you." Amen. Hello, what a statement. Amen. "If you're going to be disobedient," he said, "God can't use somebody that's disobedient. God can't use somebody who won't listen to His word. Praise His holy name, because He's God." Amen. Praise God. So we have to. Amen. So we have to realize that obedience is important. Obedience is important to God. Obedience is the biggest part of a yielded life. Yielding your life to the Lord. Listen to what He says and doing what He says. I mean, you say, "Well, preacher, it's hard to do what God says." Yeah, it is. Amen. Till we're totally yielded to His will. Then He helps us to overcome our will, and our will becomes His will. Amen. It makes a difference. You can see it in your life. You can see it in change. You can see it in people around you. Praise God. Now, when you get saved, salvation does there's no salvation in obedience. Amen. Just being obedient won't save you. But in obedience, praise God, when you're saved and you're obedient to the Lord, He said there's a lot of joy in being obedient to the Lord. Amen. There's joy, praise God, in listening, hearkening to what God says and allowing Him to manifest Himself, His presence in your life. That's what these disciples in Acts said. They said, "Praise God." He said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." Praise God. He said, "There's joy in obeying God. There's joy in respecting the Word of God." Amen. It brings joy to your heart. It brings joy. It brings power. There's power in being obedient to God. Amen. There's power that transforms your life. It transforms people around you. Praise God. It makes a difference. Praise God. Amen. When we begin to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, when we begin to listen to what God has to say, that's what they were doing. They were preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were witnesses of these things. Acts chapter 5, verse 32. And we are His witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given them that obey Him. He said, through obedience, praise God, we've received the Holy Ghost. He said, there's a power and influence. He said, there's a joy in us, praise God, that we can't even tell you about. We didn't realize it was there. Praise God, it is. Wait, I'm talking about an obedience of a yielded life. Amen. It's adapting Christ's map of the world into our lives. Praise God. What do you mean, Pastor? It means being willing to go where he goes. Amen. Be willing to go where He goes. Anywhere we go, we go with Him. Amen. We don't leave Him behind. Don't go before Him, praise God. Let Him lead the way. He's the shepherd, chief shepherd, the master shepherd, the keeper of our souls. And be willing to do what He says when He says it. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a good thing when we're right willing to do what He says. We say, you remember Luke chapter number 5? Luke chapter number 5, Brother Jeff, the Lord is down by the seashore again. And the Bible says that these fishermen, Peter and James and John, they fished all night. Here we go again. They had fished all night and hadn't caught a thing. They had toiled all night. I believe the way it reads. Amen. They had toiled all night and they hadn't caught a thing. Let me find it right quickly. I'll read it to you. I don't want to mess it up. Luke chapter number 5. It came to pass as a preacher pricked a pick of peppers. Verse number 2. And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Amen. Luke chapter 5, verse 2. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now notice what he did. They were cleaning nets. They had fished. They had caught nothing. They were washing their nets. They were getting their bill ready to hang it up for the day. Amen. Jesus comes along and he says, he climbs up over in Peter's boat. And he beckons Peter and said, hey, how about pushing out a little bit here from the land? And he uses the Sea of Galilee, Justin, like an amphitheater with the water behind him and the mountain in front of him and the people sitting there on the mountain, and he pushes out a little bit and Jesus preaches them the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, out of Peter's boat. So Peter readily pushed out from the shore, let Jesus preach, praise the Lord. And when Jesus had finished preaching, Jesus says this, and when now he had left speaking, Jesus, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Amen. He said, in other words, he said, Peter, what I want you to do now, I want you to push out into, he said, we're just right off the shore, but I want you to push out into the deep where the water's deeper. And he said, I want you to let down your net, praise God, expecting to pull it up full. Amen. And Peter said, well, no, Lord, I ain't going to do that. I'm just going to get you back to shore and I'm going to finish cleaning my nets. See what happens when you're disobedient to God? In the little things. It's the little things, Brother Robert, that turn into big things. The little things that God touches and uses in our life, praise God, can be made great big things to those that don't know Lord Jesus and free pardon of sin. So they saw Peter, as an example, they saw the Lord use Peter's boat. And then because the Lord got to use his boat, see, God won't be owing, Brother Bill, to no man. Amen? God will repay, praise God, tenfold. So we see here that the Lord gets done preaching, and he said, let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. He said, Lord, we fished all night. I mean, hard fishing. Amen. All night long. We've thrown the nets out and we've drugged the nets in. He said, we're wore out. We've toiled all night. Ain't caught nothing. We've caught nothing, taken nothing. He said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he said, hey, listen, Lord, we've toiled all night. We ain't caught nothing. But if you say so, Lord, see what obedience in a yielded life does. Obedience in a yielded life, praise God, it has dividends. It pays a dividend to us. Praise God. There's wages in it to be earned. So he let down that. It's when he had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. Amen. Said they were so many fish that they couldn't even pull in. Their net would begin to break. Their net was beginning to tear apart. And so they beckoned. Now watch this. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. So what happens is because Peter was obedient to God, Amen. Because there's obedience in a yielded life. Peter yielded to the Lord. He yielded his life. He yielded his boat to God. He done what the Lord told him to do. He caught a great bunch of fishes. Praise God. And he hired and he got the hauler over there to his buddies who had fished with him all night long. Hadn't taken anything else either. And praise God. He said, "Hey, fella, come help me. My nets are breaking." Amen. So the Bible says that those fellas, because Peter hearkened to the Lord, they filled up Peter's boat. And then they filled up their boat. Brother Jeff, we've never had this problem. But they filled up their boats till they began to take on water. Amen? They were so full, so weighted down, that they was beginning to take on water. Instead of just having fish in there, they was getting ready to have swimming pools. Because God Almighty had come on the scene and he had beckoned unto Peter. He said, "You help me a little bit and I'll help you." Praise God. And then said, "The benefit that you receive," praise God, "from obedience of a yielded life can be spread abroad." God didn't only help little old Peter, but he helped those others that was with him. See what happens? Listen, the company began to do good. When God, praise, when God become the president of the company. Amen. I tell you what we need in this country today. We need some good godly men with a backbone that's running these countries, these companies to stand up. Praise God. You should know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go with God. I'm going to live right. I'm going to do right. Praise the Lord. I'm going to pay my people right. I'm going to trust God right. Amen. And we'll see America prosperous. Praise God. We'll see companies shutting down on Sundays. Will I start cooking lunch at home? Praise God. Because they'll shut the restaurants down on Sundays and people go back to worshiping on Sundays and going home, praise God, and resting, eating at home and fellowshipping with their families on Sundays.
Amen.
Amen. We've lost a lot in America, youngins. We're not gaining. We're losing. Praise the Lord. But Peter said, "At thy word." Now listen to that. He says, "At thy word." Hold on, I ain't caught nothing. He said, "But at thy word." You know what he said? Justin, he said, "Lord, if you say it, I'll do it." Amen. At your word. You say, "Let down the nets." Praise God. So I'll let them down. Praise God. And they got a great draught of fishes, multitudes. They began to sink the boats. Praise God. What happened? They had a yielded life, obedient and a yielding life unto the Lord. Amen. See, we got a choice to make. We're going to have either obedient and yielded life to the Lord, or we're going to be a life of striving and rebellion. That's the only two choices we have. Hello? Are you still with me?
Amen.
Amen. We're either going to be obedient and yielding to God, or we're going to be striving, praise God, and rebellious. Isaiah says this in Isaiah 45 and 9. He said, "Woe unto him that striveth with his master." Amen. He said, "Don't strive with your master," praise God. He said, "You need to be on his side. You need to be working with him. Because he's got all the benefits." Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. But he said, we need to be obedient, but we need to be more than obedient. Amen. We need to be yielding, praise God, unto him. We need to be supple and pliant like clay, where God can, as Jeremiah says, where God can put us on that wheel and turn us and mold us and make us, praise God, to where he is. And we got to be yielding unto him. Amen. Totally yielded to God, obedient and yielding, praise God, in our lives. That's what he said we need to be. Because he can mold us into that would be pleasing to him. Amen. Hey, listen. I like to be pleasing in the sight of men, don't we? We won't look at people look on and say, "Boy, he's a good person." But praise God, the one I want to be pleasing to is in the sight of my Lord. Amen. I want my life to be supple and pliable where God can mold me. See, if we ain't careful, we get so rigid and stiff that he can't do nothing with us. Then he has to try to force the lumps out of us. Amen. That's to squeeze the wrinkles out of us. Amen. But when we're supple and pliable, praise God, He can put us on that wheel and mold us into a shape and a thing that's pleasing to Him. And then He gives us power from the throne of grace. You remember the story of Gideon? Gideon in Judges? Gideon was over there. The Bible said he was threshing wheat over by the wine press. He's trying to hide out from the Midianites. Amen. And he was hiding out from them. He was being inconspicuous where they wouldn't see. Because if they found his wheat, they'd probably took it. Amen. That's what they were doing. They were oppressors of the nation of Israel. But Gideon over there minding his own business, Brother Bill. He was thrashing his wheat over there by the wine press. And the Lord showed up. And the Lord said, Gideon, thou great man of valor. And Gideon thought, who's he talking to? Who's he talking to? He said, Gideon, I'm going to use you. Now, that paraphrase. He said, Gideon, I'm going to use you to deliver the Israel from the Midianites. Amen? Hey, praise God. He said, okay, Lord. He said, you go ahead and just do whatever you need to do. He said, I'll just be, you know, here so you can take me and use me and mold me and make me into that that you'd have me to be. And so he begins to take Gideon. He begins to work with Gideon. And Gideon begins to listen to what the Lord has to say. And he begins to be molded of the Lord. Now, we see this in Judges chapter 6. I just want to get here because I want to just give you a couple verses here so we tie this together. The Lord's taking me in a direction. I'm trying to get my thought together. So I'm trying to lay this out for you now because Gideon had to listen to the Lord. He had to be obedient to the Lord. Amen. He had to be obedient. He had to have a yielded life. Gideon didn't think he could do that. But God had all the confidence in the world in him. The Lord said in Judges chapter 6 and verse 12, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Amen. And he tells Gideon what he wants him to do. And the Bible says that Gideon was kind of skittish about it, but he got him some men together. And he told him, said, I need you to get rid of this junk that they're worshiping. Need to get rid of Baal. Get rid of the groves where they're worshiping. Get rid of the altar bell. Said, need to get rid of that mess. So Gideon waits till that night. Gets him a few men, and during the night, praise God, he goes and cuts that mess down, throws it down, praise, and takes it out of the place. I believe by the morning when they got up, praise God, all that stuff was gone. Can you imagine what it'd be like when you get up in the morning and your God's gone? Wouldn't be much of a God, would he? Amen. I'm afraid the world serves a bunch of gods like that. And they come up in the morning, the men come up in the morning, they rose up early in the morning, verse 28, and behold, the altar, the bell was cast down, the grove was cut down, that was bite. And the second bullet was offered upon an altar that was builded. And they said one to another, who hath done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, hath done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, bring out thy son that he may die, because he hath cast down the altar of Baal, and because he hath cut down the grove that was by it. And Joash said unto all this. Now Joash is a pretty sharp fellow. This is what he says. And Joash said unto all that stood against him, will ye plead for Baal? Will ye save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death whilst yet mourning. If he be a god, let him plead for himself. Because one has cast down his altar. He said, God, there's one that's better than him has cast him down. Said, if he's a god at all, said, let him plead for himself. But Gideon obeyed the voice of God. Amen. And to make a long story short, Gideon began to do a work that God had assigned him to do in obedience. Obedience and a yielded life to the Lord. You know the story as this rocks on. He comes up against the Midianites and he goes to make a stand. And he's got, and the Bible says in Judges chapter 7, that he's got 30,000 men at his, 32,000 men at his disposal against all of the Midianites. And God says, Gideon, that's too many men. Amen? 32,000 against the whole nation of the Midianites. He said, that's too many. He said, anybody that's fearful and afraid, tell them just go on home. Ain't that what it says? And said they was 22,000 loaded up and went to the house. That would make you feel pretty confident, wouldn't it? You didn't have enough to begin with. And then God says, those that are fearful and afraid, tell them to go home. And they did. Now you'd think great men of valor would say, Gideon, we're here with you. We got you back, buddy. They did, but it was from way back. Amen? There's a lot of them way backers in society today. They got you back, but it's way back. Amen? And so he has 10,000 men left, and God says, Gideon, I can't do this. Because if I do this, they're going to say that they overcome the Midianites. He said, you got too many men. He said, I just got 10,000 men, Lord. And there's thousands upon thousands of Midianites. He said, you got too many. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. He said, have them come down here to get water. And when they come down here and get water, so I want you to separate them out. And those that get on their hands and knees and lap water like a dog, he said, I want you to separate them out. And the ones that get down, Brother Robert, on one knee, and they reach down and they get that water out and they bring it to their mouth, he said, I want you to mark them out. And he said, when it's all said and done, they was 300 had dropped down with an observance, praise God, and brought the water up to their mouth. He said, that 300 is all you need. Amen. So Gideon said, oh my, 300 against the nation of the Midianites. So this is going to get real in a hurry. But that night God speaks to Gideon. Now see, I'm talking about obedience and yielded life. Amen. Gideon had his doubts. We know we done skipped over the fleece deal where he puts down the fleece at night and the next morning there's a dew on the fleece but none on the ground. And he said, well, Lord, let's just do this one more time. He said, tonight let me just be dew on the ground and none on the fleece. Amen. God gives him that assurance. He does that. Gideon gets the confidence. He goes out and he takes these 300 men. And God says, Gideon, you go down and you just go down. Said, if you're afraid, take your captain with you. Said, go down there and said, just listen, see what's happening down there. He said, when you get down, he said, Gideon said, you're going to find out that I'm God and I go before you. Amen. And when he got down there, you know the story. The Midianites are down there and the Amalekites and all the children laying in the east, verse 12, chapter 7, as in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude. And their camels were without number as the sand by the seaside for multitude. Amen. I'm talking about a bunch. I say so many at the, even the cow, I couldn't count the camels, much less the men. Amen. Brother Bill, Gideon's down to 300 men, 300 soldiers. And when Gideon would come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow. And he said, behold, I dream a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian and came into a tent and smote it that it fell and overturned it that the tent lay alone. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon and the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. Amen. So God went down and told him, said, hey, listen, I've already given them guys a vision. They've already seen you totally destroying them, wiping them out. He said, just go ahead and make it happen. So Gideon bows down, he prays, and he thanks God, gives God glory. You know, when God gives us a plan in advance, we ought to thank him for it. Praise him, give him God glory. Say, Lord, just help me now, make it happen. By the time he got back up the hill, he said, boys, I've got a plan. He said, I want everybody to get them a lantern. Amen. I want you to put a candle in the lantern. He said, I want you to get a trumpet. And I said, I want you to do what I do. So I want 100 to go with me and 100 to go with this fellow and 100 to go with that fellow. And we get around them. and said, when you hear me do it, said, when I break the glass and I blow with the trumpet and say the sword of the Lord and of Gideon, praise God. He said, you do the same. And praise God, what he did, he obeyed God. He yielded his life to God, and God used him in a mighty way, and he delivered the nation of Israel out of the hands of the Midianites, because when they broke the vessels, praise God, and they blowed with the trumpet and they said of the sword of the Lord and of Gideon, praise God, they began to kill each other left and right. The Amalekites and the Midianites, praise the Lord, they began to slay each other. Amen. When it's all said and done, wasn't much left but Israel. Praise the Lord. Gideon, his fellows just standing there with a trumpet in one hand and a light in the other. But you know what that was? That was the light of God and the trumpet of the Lord. Amen. Why? Because he was yielded to the Lord. He was in obedience and yielded life. And God Almighty used that life. And he took 300 men. And God said, I'm going to show you what I can do. And he destroyed and he delivered these people, these Midianites, into the hand of Gideon, praise God, into the hand of the Lord. And when it's all said and done, praise God, they rose up and they worshiped and they prayed and they give God glory, because God had delivered the Midianites, into their hand. Hey, if we've got an enemy tonight, we've got the adversary tonight, which is the devil, praise God, if we're obedient and yielded unto the Lord, he'll deliver even the devil, amen, praise God, into his hand. You take him out of the way. If we'll just be yielded unto him. Yield unto the Lord. Yielded obedience and a yielded life unto God. And see what he's able to do for us tonight. Amen. Just yielding ourselves to him in total obedience according to his word.